Welcome. If it is 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and it's a weekday, then this is the Daily Deposit. My name is Joe, coming to you live every single weekday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. The name of this thing, the Daily Deposit, it has two meanings. The first one is money. Because of the top tier, because of the business we're in, you make a sale today and you can make a deposit today. Remember, it's a direct sale program, member-to-member program. So you make a sale, your customer pays you directly, and you can make a deposit today. And the other deposit that we like to make every single day is something good for you to think about, right? Something that you can take forward through the day and maybe apply it to your business, apply it to your life, whatever the case may be. Now, as you may be aware, every single Tuesday and every single Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern, we have a Titem business overview call. Call is hosted by Rob Hanley normally. And I'd like to do right now is give you the number for the call tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern. I'll announce this again at the end of this morning's discussion. But if you would like to write this number down so you know at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time where to go, or maybe you have people you're speaking to, you want to make sure that people who are considering Titem are coming tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern to hear the story, answer any questions, ask any question that they may have, and Rob will gladly answer those questions. The phone number for tonight, ready? Write it down. 515-604-9022. Again, that's 515-604-9022. And then the PIN code is 808-408. Again, the PIN is 808-408. And I'll announce that again. So if you don't have a pencil or a paper, you can grab one, because in another couple of minutes, I'll let you know what that number is again. Also, I want to remind you guys that what we do here every single day is kind of a live interactive forum. This is a live call. It's taking place right now. It's 3 minutes past the hour. And if you would like to make a comment or ask a question, all you've got to do is press 1 on the keypad of your telephone. I noticed yesterday, just as we were signing off yesterday's radio show, someone had pressed 1. And the rule is, when you hear the music, when I start that music, that means that we're done. So if you do have a question or you're considering making a comment, press 1 early on in the presentation, in the discussion here today, so we can get you out here. This is an open forum. If you have the intestinal fortitude to press 1 and come out on the radio, then I will make sure that you get your voice be heard. But it has to happen before we end the radio show. We do have a couple more people joining us here. Stand by. Get a pencil and a paper, you guys, because I'm announcing the telephone number and the PIN code for tonight's Call to Freedom featuring Rob Hanley, which is the place where you bring your guest. It's like one of the best overviews I've ever heard in the direct selling top tier industry. The guy's amazing. But what I want to do with you right now is I want to share with you something I bumped into last night. Last night I had the opportunity to attend a workshop. I guess it was a workshop. And it was a conference call. And the guy who was hosting the conference call, it was really interesting. The guy who was hosting the conference call is kind of iconic, right, in the network marketing and the direct selling industry. He's been in the space for 27 years. He's got a huge, unbelievable track record. The guy has created several companies, very successful. He's an author. He's on the cover of magazines. He's a speaker. You go to some of these big network marketing conferences, you'll see this guy up there speaking on stage. He is a self-made millionaire, obviously. And over the years, his companies, he's enrolled over 2 million people into his direct selling and network marketing companies, and he's paid out over $400 million in commission. And last night, he conducted a 60-minute discussion, and it was about the things that he learned in the U.S. Marine Corps, Okay, the dude's in his 50s right now. You know, he's mid-50s. And when he was young, he joined the Marines. He said it was just to impress his dad. And so he got into the Marines, and then he did well, I guess. And he ended up being a sergeant in the Marines. And somebody said to him once, they asked the question, okay, so what did you learn in the U.S. Marines that you've applied to your business and to your enormous success in the network marketing space? And he said, everything I learned has come into play. And so last night in this workshop, he went down with audio tape, interviewing people, comments made by people in the Marines, former Marines, men, women, young people who had, you know, 40 years ago, they were there. And it was interesting because he started talking about connecting these dots, like what somebody was talking about as far as, for example, endurance. How the Marines, you know, they're physically fit. They have to be ready. They have to be ready for all kinds of stuff, right? And when he was doing the interviews and talking to the U.S. Marines, they were talking about the things that they had to endure, you know, like long periods, no sleep, unbelievable exercise, doing push-ups in the rain, all of these things. And because they had to have this concept of endurance in order for them to survive, compete, excel. And he took that and he talked about leadership in our industry. He was so honest. That's like what we do for a living here in direct selling, which is pretty simple. All we do is capture, invite, and collect. But it is a grind. Okay, what he says, I'm looking at my notes. He said, it's not sexy all the time. Okay, what we do for a living pays handsomely. It really does. When you get your rhythm going and you understand the business and the nature of the pass-up sales and the power of three, this is an extremely well-paying opportunity. This is a career choice for many of us. I've been doing this since 1995 professionally, and many people have been here for a long time. Tonight, when you hear Rob Hanley, you'll know, you can just tell the guy is, he understands what he's doing, and he has that endurance factor built in. And for many years, we've enjoyed a good life. Many of the people who you hear on the calls and some of the people who have been around for a while, the founders of the programs, we've done very well, and we've lived extraordinary lives. We've got the opportunity to travel the world, literally live in nice homes, drive Ferraris, first-class airfare. But it really is a grind. It's not sexy all the time. Okay, there are many hours where you're just sitting here, rejection, rejection, rejection. So you have to build that endurance, that willingness to do whatever it takes. He also talked about several other things. I'm looking at my notes here. He talked about doubt. He talks about dreams. Okay, dreams, you know, making a dream come true, it happens two times. It happens in your imagination, and then it happens when you actually build that dream. All kinds of really cool stuff here. He talked about team first, okay? And he talked about the fact that it is an honor to sponsor someone. You know, this is something I really, you know, I was really paying attention to this, right? Because many times we feel pressure to make that sale, especially if times are lean. Maybe you're getting started. You can see the money. You can taste it, right? It's right there. It's right on the other side of the window. You're talking to people. They're giving you good signs. They're saying yes, they're all the right answers, and the money's right there. However, sometimes it's like, remember the Geico commercial? Remember that Geico commercial where it's an alligator? And he's trying to reach for the check. He's reaching, but he just can't get the check. Remember that commercial? And he's an alligator sitting in a Chinese restaurant with a bunch of people. Well, that's kind of what it's like sometimes. You can just see that there's a $6,500 sale right there, and you're reaching for it. And you just can't seem to get it, right? Well, what he started talking about last night was, rather than approaching it as, you know, that making a sale, rather than looking at that as the objective, what you should do is consider who you are being and are you really being a good leader? Are you being someone that somebody would willingly participate with? I thought it was a really interesting concept. He said that there was a certain responsibility, it's a privilege to sponsor someone into our business because they're going to be looking to you for leadership. They're going to be looking to you to see what you do. And I got to tell you, this is why positioning in our compensation plan is so important. You know, you can get started here for a couple thousand bucks, right? You know that, $3,500, $6,500. $6,500 is, that really is a sweet spot because it's serious money. You can make one sale every other week. Just focus all of your attention like a full-time gig, right? This is what you do for a living. Two sales a month is what, $13,000 a month on two transactions? And let's say you reinvest $3,000 of that into your lead generation and into building your infrastructure. You're still walking away with $10,000 a month on only two transactions a month. But then you want to get that connection and you want these individuals to follow you and you want them to actually do the things that you do. So along those lines, many times people will say, so tell me, Joe, where did you get started in the business? If I say $2,000, they're going to say, okay, that sounds good to me. That's where I'm going. I'm coming in at $2,000 too. If I say $6,500, now $6,500 may be a stretch for them. But many times they will find the resources, okay? They'll find the resources, and they'll come up with those resources in order to get started with you at $6,500. They will. They do many, many times. Or you've planted the seed in their mind that that's where they've got to get to. You know, people will do what you do. So being a good leader means that you're actually doing the stuff that you want the people in your group to do. It's a privilege. You have to treat it with respect. You know, regardless of who brought you into the business, it could have been me, it could have been Rob, it could have been Susan, it could have been Tammy. It doesn't really make a difference. It could have been Jim. The reality of the situation is you may have been brought in by a strong leader or someone who's just getting started themselves. But your business begins with you. You're the leader of your group. You're the person they're going to be looking to. A couple of the other things that he talked about yesterday in this concept of the things that he learned in the U.S. Marine Corps and how he has been able to apply these disciplines to his network marketing career. He talked about courage, preparation, trust, loyalty, enthusiasm, dependability, consistency. You know, these things are all really, really relevant to what we do here. If you find that you are absolutely, unbelievably consistent, one of the things that we do here with our daily deposit is be here every single day. You know, Thursday, Thanksgiving here in North America, in the United States, actually. Thanksgiving in Canada already happened. But here in the United States, Thanksgiving is coming up, I think, 2 weeks from today, on a Thursday. I'm pretty sure it's 2 weeks from today. And we're going to be here. We are going to be here doing the daily deposit. We'll do a Thanksgiving Day edition. And the reason we do that is to demonstrate the consistency, right? We have a lot of people from around the world who join us here. We're an international business. We've got tons of people in Canada. It's not Thanksgiving Day in Canada on Thursday in 2 weeks. So we're here. We provide the service. We're consistent and we're dependable. All right, listen, I got somebody who did press 1 on the keypad of their phone. I'm going to bring you out here. Let me just make an adjustment here. I'm getting bumped off the radio. So what I do is I say the last 4 digits of your phone number. And when you hear that, that means that you are live on internet radio. So tell me who you are, where you live, where you're calling in from, and what is your question or comment. And 9952, the person whose last 4 digits is 9952. Come on out. How can I help you today? Hello. 661 is your area code? 99, maybe it was a butt dial. Every once in a while, maybe a cat walked across your telephone and pressed 1 on the keypad of your phone. All right, listen, 9952, thanks for pressing 1. I wish I could have brought you out here. So here it is, what's going on tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern, The Call to Freedom featuring Rob Hanley. The number is 515-604-9022. At 9 p.m. Eastern tonight, dial 515-604-9022. I'm going to say it again. You ready? 515-604-9022. The PIN number is 808-408. And we'll be back tomorrow in the same time space. If you have a question or a comment, you can always come here, press 1. If you have people who are coming through, the process coming through the sales funnels, coming through the call to freedom, and they have a question and you're not sure what the answer to the question is, you can always bring those individuals here. And I'll be more than happy to answer any question that I possibly can. Until tomorrow, keep the grin on. You can make a deposit today because this is the Daily Deposit.